Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'd like to say a special thanks to L'Oréal Paris for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Did you know that a shocking 80% of women in the UK have reported experiencing street harassment in public spaces? This year, L'Oréal Paris has joined forces with the Susie Lamplugh Trust to help raise awareness of street harassment through bystander intervention training. L'Oréal Paris is also donating 100% of L'Oréal profits from sales of its new limited edition Color Riche Satin Lipstick to the charity, available exclusively at Superdrug. So today's guest is founder of WeGlow, Steph Williams. She tells us all of her top skincare tips.
It does definitely start with what you're putting into your body massively. Diet has such an impact, as we all know.
Gives us the inside scoop on how she keeps her hair soft and healthy.
My mum was a hairdresser, so I was very fortunate growing up with her, and she's always had like really, really long hair, and she's always like, don't dye your hair.
And reveals her nail care must-dos.
What you're eating and stuff like that, obviously, I do think does have a help in the strength of them. That's kind of what my advice in getting manicures, trying not to put, like, give them a break.
So here she is. Hello and welcome, Steph. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on. And I'm very excited to chat through all of your no doubt amazing advice. Before we got into that, I just wanted to ask about your beauty vibe in general. So what is your beauty cupboard like? Do you keep things quite streamlined? Do you go all out trying new things? What is your vibe?
I'm very much, when I find something I like, I do tend to stick with it. And then if I do try something new, I tend to try lots of new things at the same time, which is very bad. You shouldn't do that. If you're going to try something new, it should be once. But then I always just go back to what I pretty much always use, unless I find something which is like really stands out. Then I'll tend to sort of stick to what I know.
You're tried and tested. That's very good for this podcast though, because then you can give all of your really tried, put through their paces products.
Yeah. I mean, I've also tried salt on my face as an exfoliator, which I cannot, do not try that. That was terrible.
What happened? How did this come about?
I ran out of exfoliator and I was like, keep intending to buy it. And I was like, I need to buy it. And it literally went 2 months. And I was like, this is terrible. Like, I need like my face. I was like, it just felt like I need to scrub it. And I was like, the sea, take it for you. So then I like got the like salt, put it into my cleanser. And then I spoke to like a beauty guru about like 5 days later. And she was like, do not do that. That is terrible. And I was like, oh no, I really thought I was onto something.
Yeah. I've got this at-home hack, guys. I've figured it out.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. Do not do it.
So don't put salt in your cleanser. That is a solid piece of advice to start on.
Other than that, hopefully it'll be good. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we'll jump into your 5 best pieces of advice then. And let's start with skincare. So what is your best piece of skincare advice?
So I always use vitamin C. That's kind of like my go-to with everything. I think it's so dependent, obviously, with skincare. Everyone has different skin types and stuff, so you can't be like too reliant on other people. Try and find people, if you're going to follow them online, you have like a similar skin type, etc. And obviously with skincare, it does definitely start with what you're putting into your body massively. Diet has such an impact, as we all know, on like our skin, our hair, and obviously like staying hydrated, trying not to get too much sun. Yeah, just kind of, I think those would be the first of all. Yes, it's with what you eat and then making sure that we're having lots of staying hydrated. And then, yeah, finding products that work for you. And I think less is more sometimes. There's so many products out there. I think it's, you know, I've definitely done it before. We get super overwhelmed with the amount of products that there are and you want to try everything. You see something new, you see something trending. But I think, yeah, it's good to kind of like find, you know, for example, like vitamin C that really works well for me. So like I stick with that. I always use it. And oil base as well works for me. So I know that works. And then it's just a case of having like certain serums to go alongside it. But yeah, I would definitely say if you're solely basing on products with skincare, that's where you're probably going wrong.
So you're taking an inside out approach and boosting that with your kind of active ingredients like vitamin C, which you're using on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. See, all that waffle and you just nailed it in the sentence.
No, I was like, yeah, no, stellar advice. And what are your kind of go-to vitamin C formulas and what do you notice that vitamin C does for your skin?
So I use Facetune One and then I also use Sunday Riley CEO Glow and it just brightens. The oil, I feel like, just makes my skin texture improve. And then the vitamin C, I just feel like really helps brighten my face straight away. And I love oil because it means that you can give like a little skin massage as well, which, yeah, I do like to do. Not a skin massage, like a face sculpting for like a few minutes.
I've got you. And do you do that every day? And it's the Sunday Riley one, isn't it? That has that bit of an oily texture.
Yes.
That you can work in. Am I right?
Yes.
And what are your kind of tips for that self-massage? I mean, I know on the podcast you can't see us right now, but there's the hands going, it's pushing up the cheeks. I don't know, if you've slept, it can get rid of any puffiness, helps with things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kind of upward motion. Don't like drag down on your face if you're going to put oil on. And then obviously like, don't go like too hard around your eyes. I did a skincare video once on YouTube and I got very told off by people.
But also you're saying about don't like introducing one product at a time, which is really important to see if that product works, but also to see if you're trying three new products at the same time. One, you don't know which is the one that's doing good, if it is, or that they can interact with each other. So is that something that you tend to avoid?
Yes, I think I've definitely learned the hard way. I try something and I actually have no idea which one I like now because I've tried all of them at once. So yeah, it's definitely good to like incorporate slowly. I recently started using the Beachy, I think it's in a blue, it's like blue bottle. Oh, that's going to be really annoying. I should know
that. The 89.
Yes, that one. And that one, I felt like really transformed my skin. I didn't get a spot for months and months and months. And usually like around the time of my period and stuff, I'll like have a breakout and I just didn't. And that was the only thing that I changed.
So you knew you were onto a winner.
And then obviously I said, oh wow, I'm having such good skin at the moment. And then it was like, bam, spots. I feel like people listen.
Yeah, they do. We can never say that to ourselves, can we?
No.
Just don't ever say it.
Never again.
And what else is in your kind of daytime routine then? If vitamin C is the kind of hero product,
yes.
What are you pairing that with?
The Vichy. So I will put the serum on first, or I will use a SkinCeuticals corrector, which they have so many like incredible ones. And then I will use the vitamin C oil as my moisturizer. I also have another moisturizer, which I'll tend to just like wear to the gym, which has like turmeric base, which is like good for puffiness and just has like goodness in it. So yeah, I won't wear the oily one to the gym because I mean, I sweat so much and the oil just doesn't help.
It's not working with
it. It's not good. So I will just use like a normal moisturizer for the gym.
I love that you have that though. You've got your separate gym kit.
Yes.
When it comes to skincare.
I don't want to waste my oil, you see. Because it just will just be sweated off very, very quickly.
Yeah. We're not wasting the Sunday Riley.
No, exactly. And then, yeah, I also, which I actually haven't spoken about before, but I mean, you've seen probably all the like gua sha and all those tools and everything. And my husband bought me the Face Gym one where it's like the radio frequency.
Oh, nice.
Your face does like crazy things when you put it on your face with a serum. But for example, if I've got like an event or anything like that, I mean, it's amazing to use every day. If I had the time, I definitely would. But I use that and I think it's so good for depuffing and lifting. And I like swear by it. Honestly, sometimes I wake up in the morning, I'm like, whoa. Like if you've had loads of like salt or anything and I use that and it just does wonders. So I really recommend that one as well.
So investing in the tech.
Yeah, exactly. That's a bit more of an investment. But then if you don't get facials and things like that, because I get facials very, very occasionally, but that one's more just like for your actual like structure and depuffing. So yeah, it's great.
I love a tool as well that you can just rely on. One, it feels like a bit of a self-care DIY, you know, facial situation, but that they really do give results.
Yeah. Oh my God, exactly. And you actually zone out. You do it and it's just like a bit of time for yourself.
Absolutely. All the time for ourselves. It's always good. Okay, let's talk about hair care then. What is your best piece of hair care advice?
So my mum was a hairdresser. So I was very fortunate growing up with her and she's always had like really, really long hair. And she's always like, don't dye your hair. You know, like don't pluck your eyebrows. She's always been, you know, and she said, I've done all the mistakes. Like don't do certain things. So I don't dye my hair. And obviously that's when you put dye on your hair, that's then you're going to be more prone for like breakage.
I can confirm that.
Yeah.
Bleach for the inch of its life and snaps all the time.
Yeah.
And your hair is fabulous and looks glossy and healthy. So I'm very jealous.
I mean, right now I have a platin, which is covered in oil because I'm trying to grow my hair at the moment. So I'm trying to like put as like minimal heat on it as possible and then try and let it always air dry where I can. And then like if it's getting a bit greasy, then I just literally lather it in oil, either put it in a plait or a bun and then let it be. And then thankfully I have my mum who does give me regular little trims because obviously if you get split ends, that's where your hair starts to break and that's where I get shorter. Mm. So she'll give me like a tiny little trim. I saw her on the weekend and just gave me a little trim so that I can try and like, you're probably thinking you're growing your hair out, your hair's down to your ass. Like, what are you trying to do?
I've been trying to grow my hair for the last 10 years and it's barely grown an inch. So any tips? I'm doing the plait. In fact, I did that the other day. Millie McIndosh came on the podcast and she was telling me how she does that at night. She'll do what you do, put it in a plait, and then she puts a sock over the top.
Oh.
Apparently a TikTok thing.
Sock.
So I did that the other day and it did make my frazzled, useless hair a little bit softer.
Oh, there we go. I mean, I'm just grim and I'm doing it in the day. Walking around like covered in like oil, but that's probably quite a good idea to do it at night. Although apparently you shouldn't sleep with your hair wet at night. That's like one of the worst things you can do. But maybe we'll try the sock. I'll give it a go and let you know.
If you find a sock that's long enough for your very long hair.
Yeah. But to be fair, actually, I do also sleep on a silk pillow, which is going to be like much better for your hair. I bought myself one and then my husband was like, this is so soft, and he stole it. So I got another one and I feel like that is helpful as well. And then I can't remember what brand, but I bought, so essentially like the sock vibe, but it's silk. So you wrap your head in like a silk scarf so you don't get damage to your hair. And then obviously things, so I actually get, if I'm like stressed or, you know, I get almost like psoriasis on my hair, like a really bad dandruff. So I use a Sculpt like exfoliator, and then I also use shampoo, which then treats that. It's called like Nizoral, I think. It's like 2% one, it's like prescribed from the doctor. So I do use that shampoo, which can be quite like stripping of your hair. So I'll try and use that if it's really bad, like 2 times a week, and then use another shampoo to just kind of, you know, make sure that it's not stripping. And then also use a hair mask, because if you're using something like that, which is actually treating your scalp, and that is going to damage your hair. So I do try and do like a hair mask as well. So yeah. It all sounds a lot, actually, when I'm saying it out loud. I'm like, there's a lot of things that are going on.
Well, it's clearly working. So we need to know the products. What? Because you said your silk pillow. What is the brand of your silk pillow?
I think it might be a Slip one, you know, actually.
I love the Slip ones.
Yeah. I've got one like really bright pink one and then like a softer pink one. But yeah, I think they're probably both Slip. And then I use the Kérastase exfoliator on my head. I probably do that once every like couple weeks. And then hair mask, the Garnier one's actually really good. It comes in like those big massive pots, and it's like,
yeah, the big pots,
yeah, like the 3-in-1. Yeah, I really like that one. Kérastase one is also lovely.
What's the oil? I need to know the oil.
Oh, so I use the Kérastase oil. That's the one that I use. The Moroccan oil is also really nice, but I feel like the Kérastase one, you just don't need as much. But yeah, either one of those are, yeah, really good.
Okay. I've got a really good hair care shopping list now. That's great. Sort me out today.
Yeah. And then another thing as well, if you've got split ends, just like roll your hair up in, I don't know how to describe this vocally without using my hands. I'm so handsy. Everything I say is with
like a twist.
My hands
twist.
Well. Like a twist. Twist, yeah. Hair, and then when you can like see the split ends coming out, just kind of like give them like a trim, not like an aggressive trim, but like a little trim, because obviously that's why our hair is growing, but it's splitting at the end. So we need to just like control that. So yeah, that's another tip, I guess, which my mum has always said for me to do.
She's just the fountain of knowledge. Like, you could just keep getting all of her tips. I'm jealous that you get to have really regular trims then as well, because that just makes such a difference to her.
It does. And oh my God,
quality.
My mum's always cut my hair until recently when I got like some bangs cut in last year, it was the year before. And I went to hairdressers, first of all, just for like a regular haircut, like an inch off the bottom. Was it £90? I was like, sorry? I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, Mum, like, please
come to the rescue.
Yeah, I was like, this is the most expensive thing. And then my friends are like, yeah, if you go and dye your hair, it's like 300 quid. And I'm like, whoa, that is very lucky for my mum. She'll love that as well. The fountain of knowledge. Oh, that'll just, because she always says to me, I told you that, you know, like classic mums.
Well, if she's listening, the fountain of knowledge.
I'm sure she will be.
Okay, brilliant. Let's go into your third piece of advice and talk about makeup then. What is your best piece of makeup advice?
Makeup advice. I probably would say I'm actually much more of like a skincare person, and the older I'm getting, I kind of actually regret wearing as much makeup as I did when I was younger, because I don't think you appreciate just like your face. And when you're young, it's just that you just don't need to go in with all the heavy makeup. And I think it's about just like enhancing yourself rather than trying to like completely transform. I'd say to try and not wear makeup. For me, I try not to wear makeup every day. Like, get used to your face as your face without makeup. And then when you do put it on, it's just like a nice kind of like, oh, I look a bit more like fresh and awake. And find like three key products that are your kind of go-to. So like if you're in a rush or anything, like for me, I'm like a bit of concealer, blush always, and then bronze. Because with bronze as well, you can put it on your eyes, like your lips, and same with the blusher. So I say like those are my three must-haves. And a lip gloss. You've always got to have a gloss.
Always got to have a gloss. Gloss handy.
Yeah.
Essential.
Honestly, my handbag is just like, the amount of lip liners and lip glosses I have is actually, it's not okay. it's not normal.
Yeah. I'm with you. I've probably got three in my handbag right now that I'm looking at. So I'm definitely with you.
Yeah.
So what about your concealer, your blush and your bronzer? What are your kind of go-to products at the moment?
So at the moment I'm using the Chanel cream bronzer.
So good.
It's so good. And it's so pretty.
It is so pretty.
It looks nice. It's like, oh, Chanel. Like every time I do it, I'm like, you know, it's like a nice... And yeah, it's just like, I love cream base makeup. I don't know if you find that as well. I just find that powder is a bit cakey. So I tend to go with cream. And then the Refi blush, which is a cream base as well. I think it's Citrine. Citrine is the one that I use.
I love those blushes as well.
They're so good.
They're so nice, creamy.
Yeah. And they actually, I feel like, last on your face as well. What else did I say? I love the Yves Lom, it's called Kiss Mix lip balm. Really nice sheen, meant to be good for your lips and stuff like that as well.
Concealer.
So I bounce between the NARS Custard, which is in like the little...
That's exactly what I use.
Is it? It's so good. I love NARS makeup as well.
Also, custard just seems to be the one a lot of my friends use as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you use the stick one or the pot?
So I use the pot.
Yeah, the soft matte one.
And then I like dab my Beauty Blender with setting spray and then bam, bam.
Oh, I like that tip.
Yeah, setting spray as well. I use the It Cosmetics green setting spray. Like, swear by that one.
I've not tried that one.
Oh, it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on the list. And how long would you say that makeup routine takes you to do, like the three products?
Oh, that can be very, very quick.
Like 2 minutes, done.
Yeah, that can be like a bam, bam, bam. But like 5 minutes, let's say. But if I'm like really rushing, it can be quick because it's kind of, yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. So I was also a makeup artist when I was like 21, 22. So that's another thing as well. I think I'm kind of, I did it all and I'm a bit like, oh, I just want something that's like quick, efficient, keeps you looking fresh. I don't really love wearing mascara. I don't know if you find that as well, but I just like literally just itch my eyes if I have it on.
I touch my eyes a lot. I do wear mascara, but I also love LVL. I don't know if you've ever had LVL.
No.
Like a lash lift.
Oh,
it's so good.
See, I'm such a wimp when it comes to anything like that, that like might like change you or like putting something like that. I'm just scared it's going to like cut my eyelashes off or anything. Or people get like eyebrows laminated and I'm like, oh, I'm just scared my eyebrows are going to fall out.
I had the lamination on my eyebrows and that one wasn't so much for me, but LVL lashes.
Okay.
I think because I have quite straight lashes and they're like fairly blonde. When I have that and the tint, honestly, it makes so much difference. And I don't wear mascara when I have that.
And it doesn't make your eyelashes fall out?
No, it makes them so much longer. It makes mine look healthier. Oh. You can use a serum over the top, but it is amazing.
Okay. Yeah, because I also say I've got quite straight eyelashes. Okay. right, if my eyelashes fall out, I'm going to come.
You're going to come and
come
get me.
You. Yeah, I'm going to say, listen.
But I think you're going to, Charlie Howard, who also came on the podcast, her eyelashes are insane and she has it done. Have a look on her Instagram. If you have straight eyelashes, hers are like insanely long and amazing. And that is LBL.
Okay. Thank you for the tip.
Report back.
I will let you know. But again, I am a wimp. The chance of me doing something like that, I'll see. Maybe.
Maybe. See how you go.
Yeah.
And we will be right back after this little aside on our series partner, L'Oréal Paris. Together, L'Oréal Paris and the Suzy Lampu Trust, the pioneering personal safety and anti-stalking charity, have partnered up on the Stand Up Against Street Harassment Bystander Intervention Training, which is available for anyone to do through an in-person workshop or online. The training is designed to equip people with the skills to safely and effectively defuse incidents of street harassment when they witness them. In addition to this, L'Oréal Paris has launched Lipstick Is Not a Yes, a limited edition Color Rouge satin lipstick available exclusively at Superdrug. Developed from the first red Color Rouge lipstick introduced 37 years ago, the bullet of this bold red lipstick is embossed with a feminist symbol of sorority. Okay, let's move on to your fourth piece of advice then and talk about nails. What is your best piece of nail care advice?
Nail care... I'm only stuttering because with my nails, again, I think it was like, same with hair as well, with like diet and stuff. But I do think with nails, what you're eating and stuff like that, obviously I do think does have a help in the strength of them. That's kind of what my advice in getting manicures, trying not to put, like give them a break if you're going to do gel and things like that. I recently actually got my nails quite long, like the longest thing that they've ever been. And then obviously they broke. But that's just because doing everything. So I think like, I like that kind of like bit shorter, clean girl aesthetic, just a very light color. If I have any bold color on my nails, I like it for about a day. And then I'm like, oh, I hate them. Get it away.
I'm the same. I have the same color every time. And when I look at my nails and they're bright, I just find it really distracting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And I have friends who change, you know, my friend Lisa Potter-Dixon has the most amazing nails, new nails like every week. They're long, they're colorful, they're nail art. And like, she's so experimental with them. And I wish I was like that, but no, I'm very boring.
Yeah.
Tried and tested though. I know what I like.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've definitely done that because I see girls like that and I'm like, oh, like you look so together. You know, like with your nails are nice and I see it and I'm like, yeah, like you've just said, I've tried it. And then I'm like, oh no, what have I done? And then I'm back getting them just like normal beige color. But I also think it's nice. And then also for filming, it's like my nails are all the same. So we don't know, that could have been last week, could have been month ago.
It's all a guessing game.
Yeah, exactly. So recently I've actually started doing like layers. I go to my nail shop and it's kind of like a very nudie, almost see-through, like pinky color. And then on top, it's like a very see-through white. So it's still quite sheer, but still has that pink. So you can kind of see your natural white coming through. So, you know, like a French manicure, it just looks like that, but a little bit more natural.
I mean, that sounds like my dream manicure.
Yes.
Just really fresh, short,
yeah,
glossy. Yeah, I'm with you.
So yeah, I mean, pretty boring, to be honest with you. I did try the Hailey Bieber nails.
Did you? How did it go?
I mean, to be fair, I mean, very distracting. Like you just said, I had them on and I was like, oh, look at me. I was like, honestly, I was like,
this is the new me. This is me.
You know, this is what's going to happen. Yeah. And then again, like a day later, I was like, oh, I'm not sure about these. And then I got them changed back to what I normally do. But it was fun. They're actually my favorite, like different nails. I mean, it's really not that different because it's just like a bit more shiny. But yeah, they're my favorite different nails I've probably ever done.
So yeah, if you want to dip into it, yeah, it's a really good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I've wanted to try it for ages.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, maybe I will. You've inspired me.
I'll do the eye lift thing.
Yeah.
And you can try the nails and we can report back.
Okay, deal. Deal done.
Yep.
Let's talk about your fifth piece of advice and talk about body care then. What is your best piece of body care advice?
So moisturizing, probably get a just, I love oil-based products and I tend to have moisturizer that is more oil-based. Like I use the Tropic, it's like body cream or something. It's in like a pot. But basically the key is when you get out of the shower, don't fully dry yourself. So your body is like still wet. So then, and then you apply it. And then the moisturizer, whether it's oil-based or not, just rubs in so, so much better. You save so much moisturizer because you just don't need as much and you're not there for like ages. Cause I hate anything that's like too like long or, you know, like moisturizing a body just feels like a serious chore. But like if you're still a little bit damp and then do it, it's super quick, absorbs fast. And then it just, yeah, skin is like nice and hydrated and glowy. So I'd probably say that was my tip for that one.
My friend told me about that about 10 years ago, like just after I started in the industry. It is a game changer. It really, really works.
Yeah.
I think with skincare as well, I tend to do that, especially if I have a hyaluronic acid serum. I'll always make sure my face is a little bit damp. Do you like that word? Damp? But the like if you spritz a La Roche-Posay like mist on and then apply, like it works so much better. And yeah, again, love that tip. If your body is a little bit wet from the shower still, then your body moisturizer is going to work harder. But like that's a good tip as well if it lasts way longer.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Lucky you've got, I just did it by mistake because I was being lazy and didn't dry myself properly.
And you're like, I've found this incredible thing.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I'm so innovative. I've come up with this thing. And then I put it on my story and everyone's like, yeah, I've been doing that for ages. And I was like, awesome.
Well, you found it yourself.
I know. No, but it's such a good tip. I didn't realize the face one actually. I mean, that would make sense as well. That's a great tip.
Thanks.
I will have to try that one. I have the, is it the Claudie?
Oh yeah. Caudalie spray is amazing.
I blame my dyslexia, but how do you say it?
Caudalie, I think.
Caudalie.
Yeah. Caudalie.
Caudalie. Yeah. That. So maybe I'll give that one a go and then go in with my serum.
Yeah. See if that makes a difference for you. I definitely find it does. And I love a face spray. Caudalie one's amazing and it smells amazing. Yeah,
it does. It
smells so good.
I really go in on that. It's not like two sprays. I'm there for a while. Just so good.
And the Tropic Body Moisturizer, do you ever do things like scrubs or anything like that? Or do you find the moisturizer just works on its own?
I don't do scrubs. I'm really bad. For only the last like few years, it was actually lockdown, I started moisturizing my body properly. I never did it before.
Ever?
No, never.
No.
Honestly, like the odd occasion I would do it. Again, I think just because it's just felt like every time I put moisturizer on, it goes all clumpy and takes so long. And I'm like stood there covered in moisturizer, like now what? So I think I just was like, oh, whatever. Now I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. That was terrible. I could have been glowing. Also, there's really amazing oil that's also like scented. It actually stays on your skin and it keeps it like so glowy. You know, sometimes obviously moisturizers, you put them on and then like throughout the day, it's not as glossy. Every single time I have this on, people comment on my skin. I've actually never told anyone this before. I need to stop gatekeeping things. It's terrible.
What is it?
So it is the Diptyque oil.
Right. I've never tried body oil.
It's like a spray and just like on your like chest or like on your legs. I put it on my legs sometimes and it doesn't look oily. Your skin, it just makes your skin look insane.
And I bet it smells amazing. It
smells good as well. And then if you layer that with another perfume, so I put that on and then you put another perfume on, it's just, oh my God, it's ridiculous.
I am so sold. I need to get that right now.
Yeah, let me know because that one's like one of my faves.
Especially I bet on holiday, like when you've got your arms out or you're like,
yeah,
I bet it's amazing holiday vibes.
Yeah, 100%.
Five amazing pieces of advice. Thank you for sharing. And we finish each episode on a bit of a lighthearted note and talk about beauty blunders. Have you had any funny beauty blunders?
I had the wax pot and was going to do my mustache. You know, it has to be done. So I put it on and I just got out of the shower. I just started dating Alex, my husband at the time. And I was like, oh, I look pretty cute. This is like, what, 9 years ago. So I left the wax on the hob.
Well, on the hob
in the kitchen. Yeah. This is old school. So this is literally 9 years ago. So like, don't know, didn't put it in the microwave. Don't know why. So yeah, I left it in there boiling in the water, went upstairs, thought, oh, looking cute. Just started dating this new guy. I'm going to send him some cute little naked selfies. And literally like taking like selfies. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like I like smell. I was like, oh my God, that smell. And then the fire alarm started going, absolutely like going off. I went down the stairs. And when I say like the kitchen was full of smoke, I honestly, like it was actually terrifying. No. And then I basically was like, the hob was on fire, the pan, sorry. So it properly lit on fire because all the water had boiled away and then the wax pot and everything. So it was a full on like fire going. I was like, oh my no. God. And then I got the, I'd been making pancakes in the morning. So it was the first thing was that I grabbed the pancake mix, I chucked it over the fire, and then it spattered back onto me. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I have pancake wax on me. I was like, oh my God, but this fire is still going on. So then like just got water, but then you shouldn't put that on fire. So then I just got the tea towel and like put it over and put it out. I'm there naked, like this like smoke everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, I've got like wax on me. You know, I obviously then did later like go to like hospital and stuff. But yeah, the selfies turned out great and you know, I'm still with him. So he must have, he enjoyed that. But yeah, I still have the scars. So
this story took so many turns. That sounds so traumatic.
No, it was fine.
I can't believe you. And the burnt on the pancake mix and that you threw the pancake mix on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. But like you say, the naked selfies.
Yeah, exactly.
They were great.
They were great. And
they did the trick 9 years later.
Exactly. I'm now married. So yeah, there we go. But yeah, just avoid basically doing the wax on the hob if anyone's doing that.
Yes. Do not try that at home.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, that's probably my biggest fail ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite intense. Yeah. Well,
I still wax my moustache though. So that's all good.
And now you've got the better wax going.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
I love, I'm just like exposing myself as well here. Good times.
Yeah, naked selfies, everything. Love it. But brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on, Steph. It was lovely to chat to you. Amazing advice. And thank you to everyone for listening as well.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks again to L'Oréal Paris for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. While harassment sadly remains a reality for many, the partnership between L'Oréal Paris and the Suzy Lamprou Trust is a reminder that while it's easy to feel powerless, together we are stronger. We can all do our bit by taking the bystander intervention training at standup-uk.com. To further support, L'Oréal Paris is donating 100% profits of the L'Oréal Paris Color Rouge Satin Red Lipstick